If you're visiting with us this summer, we're doing something different for our summer sermon series. I have gone through and found a bunch of sermons that typically I do 3 points for and never got to the third point. And so this summer, his sermon series is called Now for the Third Point. So I have the third point of another sermon for you today. But before I get to that, and the text for this morning is Isaiah 57. So if you have your Bibles, you can flip open to Isaiah. It's about in the middle of the Bible, just past the book of Psalms. You'll get into the major prophets, and there you'll find Isaiah, the 57th chapter. I'll be picking up a few verses early on, but really focusing on verses 14 through 17. But before we get to that, I wanted to let you all know there's no children's worship today, so I wanted to spend a little bit of time explaining to you some of the things that your children were experiencing this last week. One of the things that they did each week or each day was to learn from Scripture. They would learn Bible stories, and they had some teachers. The first day, I dressed up like a vulture. I was Volley the Vulture and shared with them what it looked like as I was circling around the nation of Israel as they were traveling in the wilderness. I said it was a wonderful deal. It was an all-you-can-eat Israelite buffet because God had told them that they would all die in the wilderness because of their unbelief. And yet, God saved for himself some of these children of Israel to be his people. And those of the next generation and those of the descendants of Joshua and Caleb, they entered the promised land, and God was with them. Each day, the children memorized Scripture, and we got to hear at the end of the week all the different classes get up and recite the texts of Scripture that they had memorized. And throughout the week, I had the privilege of sharing with the children the gospel. Typically, every year, they asked me to be the gospel presenter. This year, I dressed up like Hans and Franz in one character from Saturday Night Live as Hans Franz in my gray sweatsuit and weight belt. And with my best Arnold Schwarzenegger accent, I tried to explain to all the children what it meant to be saved, how it is that God saves for himself a people. And we talked about how God made everyone happy and holy in the beginning, but because of sin, the runner who was on the little map that was up on the screen had gotten weighed down and fell and was spiritually dead. And yet God made him alive again, and he grabbed hold of the cross, and of course he lays down his weights and he runs well, and he's able to run over the bridge of fear and over the obstacles and into the kingdom that was awaiting him. And the glorious thing when you're a 50-year-old man dressed as Hans Franz is to see the joy in these children's eyes and clearly coming from their hearts as they're hearing and understanding, a lot of them, what it means to be loved by God and to be saved by God. So if you're here visiting this week and your children were here, one of the things that I prayed all week and I mentioned the last day was I hope your children felt loved and that they would understand the love of God because of it. And I pray that that would trickle into your homes and you would be blessed by God as you discover his love for you. So with this in mind, let's go ahead and flip open to the book of Isaiah, chapter 57. And to give you a quick overview, and again, we'll just be picking up the third point of the sermon that I did earlier. The book of Isaiah starts off with some really bad news. It starts off with Isaiah explaining to the people why terrible things are happening to them. It's because they had become faithless. They were not following God. They were following the ways of the world. They were worshiping other idols. They were practicing evil practices. And throughout the book, it repeats itself, the theme repeats itself, how God was displeased with his people because they had turned away from him. And in this particular chapter, it is the turning point of the whole book. Earlier on in chapter 40, we get some good news. Comfort, comfort my people. In Isaiah 43, tell my people that I will be with them. If they go through the waters, if they go through the fires, they will not be burned, they will not be swept away, for I am their God who has saved them. And yet, as that's being held out before the people, there's also this warning. If you are faithless, if you continue in your unbelief, if you continue in your disobedience, you will be swept away with the wicked. And so now we come to this turning point, Isaiah 57. And as I preached this, this was, I believe, last Thanksgiving is when I preached this particular sermon. It was setting the stage for this theme of revival, how God had called his people to come back to him. And so here we have it in Isaiah 57. So listen to the beginning. You'll hear his complaint against them, and then you'll hear his offer of promise. So beginning in at the end of verse 1, this is what God says to his own people, the people that he loves. For the righteous man is taken away from calamity. He lives in peace. He rests in his bed comfortably. Those who walk in their uprightness know peace. But you, speaking to his own people, but you draw near and listen to me, you sons of sorceresses, offspring of the adulterer and the loose woman. Who are you mocking? Against whom do you open your mouth wide and stick out your tongue as they would towards those who weren't Israelites? Are you not children of transgression, the offspring of deceit? You who burn with lust among the oaks, under every green tree, who slaughter your children in the valleys? He was talking about how they were practicing the godless worship of the pagans around them. And then if we skip down to verse 11, whom do you dread and fear, so that you lied and did not remember me, did not lay it into your heart? Have I not held my peace even for a long time, and you do not fear me? I will declare your righteousness and your deeds. This is what they were proud of, that they follow the law. But they will not save you. When you cry out, let your collection of idols deliver you. The wind will carry them all off. A breath will take them away. But he who takes refuge in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. And it shall be said, build up, prepare the way. Remove every obstruction from my people's way. For thus says the Lord, the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, to revive the heart of the contrite. For I will not contend with them forever. I will not always be angry, for the spirit would grow faint before me, and the breath of life that I made, because of the iniquity of his unjust gain, I was angry. I struck him, I hid my face, and was angry. He went on backsliding in the way of his own heart. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and his mourners, creating the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to the far and to the near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. Let's pray together. Almighty God, our gracious Heavenly Father, as we look to this text, we pray for wisdom. Father, we pray that from the youngest to the oldest who are gathered here today, you would make it clear what it means when you say you dwell in a high and holy place, but also with him who is of contrite and lowly spirit. Oh, Father, our prayer is that we not only understand these things, but we would respond in faith, that we would be people who have lowly spirits, who are contrite, who are repentant, who turn away from our sins, and in humility and in desperation grab a hold of you. Oh, Father, teach us this lesson today, even from your word. And as we study this, we pray that you would develop in our hearts great faith, and that the fruit of that faith would be the promises that we read here, that you would grant us peace and blessing. Oh, Father, do this for us in Christ, for we ask it in his name. Amen.